The future of work. When banks in the US started using ATMs in the 1970s, many people predicted that the automated teller machine would mean the end of the human bank teller. And for a little while, it looked like they were right. Tellers did lose their jobs in great numbers. But then something unexpected happened. The banks discovered that having fewer employees made it cheaper to run a bank branch. So what did the banks do? They opened more bank branches. In the end, the number of people working as bank tellers actually increased. This is a technology story that has been repeated over and over. Yes, automation has destroyed jobs, but it's also created them, often in unexpected ways. So the question is, will future technologies also create jobs? Or are we facing a future without work? You've probably already heard a lot about how technology steals jobs, so I thought I'd talk to you about the other side of the story. Machines have been replacing humans in factories for decades. More recently, computers have been replacing store clerks because so many people are now shopping online. And self-driving vehicles, they're on their way to eliminating millions of driving jobs. Even doctors and financial managers are finding that many of the tasks they once did can now be done by machines and intelligent software. However, all of this automation is also producing jobs. Think about it. As we increase automation, there is a huge demand for programmers, technicians, and engineers to design and repair the new machines. Those jobs require education. Therefore, we'll see more work for teachers, trainers, and all of the people who work at the universities and training centers, everyone from accountants to landscapers. And I have no doubt that technology will lead to other new jobs that we can't even imagine yet. We can make some predictions about how automation will affect a particular industry, but there's also a more general effect on the economy. Basically, it makes things cheaper. Automation in factories, you know, I'm thinking of robots, has made essential goods less expensive, so more people can buy the things they need. Cheap production of clothing, household goods, and building materials has improved the lives of millions of people. And for some people, paying less for necessities has meant more spending on all kinds of other things, like vacations and dinners at restaurants. Cheaper manufacturing also means cheaper electronics, such as computers and phones, so people will replace those things more often. All this spending means jobs, jobs, jobs. Technology may have changed the way we work, but most people are still employed. So the next time you hear someone complaining that automation is killing jobs, remind them that it is also creating jobs and making our lives better. We don't need to fear the robots. They do difficult and dangerous work for us, and they have allowed us to have more leisure time and to live longer and healthier lives.